Des has come back once again. We're glad to see you again.
Well, I hadn't intended leaving, Claire, but anyway, we've a busy night tonight for Irish clubs in the Europa League, and hopefully their morale won't be dented by what was a very bad night for the champion St Patrick's Athletic last night. St Pat's crashed out, losing 5-0 in Tala against the Polish champions Legia Warsaw. The Pats manager Liam Buckley said they simply forgot to play in the second half and lost their shape. Now, they weren't helped by Ken O'Mahon getting injured in the warm-up, but 1-0 down at half-time, the visitors went on to score four more in the second period and comfortably progressed to a tie with Celtic next week. This was the reaction of St Pat's Killian Brennan.
We really got put to the sword tonight, I have to say. After the second one went in, to be fair, we fell apart and it wasn't easy, and the lads, look, it's so despondent in the change rooms, but look, we're out of Europe. I had to pick it up on Saturday for Athlone, I suppose. It's going to be hard, but that's what we're going to have to do.
It is a different level, of course, Champions League qualifiers, but you played so well in Warsaw last week, you really gave yourselves a chance. Do you think there was too much talk about Glasgow Celtic and not enough talk about this match?
It's hard to say, to be fair. I think the opposition that we played tonight, it was a different opposition to what you played in Warsaw, even though pretty much the same team. They upped at a level. I think everyone has seen that, they've seen the game the other night. But look, we're disappointed. I don't think it was a 5-0. I think when the second one went in, we chucked it in, to be fair, and it's not like us. But we have to dust ourselves down and go again Saturday.
Now, the result serves as a warning to Sligo Rovers, who host Rosenborg of Norway tonight. Like St Pat's, Sligo achieved an excellent result in the away leg. They won 2-1, so there'll be a huge crowd at the showgrounds for the game, which kicks off at 7 o'clock. Now, Sligo captain Alan Keane has been talking to Adrian Eames about their chances of making history.
Yeah, it's all about seeing out the job. They're a good side. We stuck to the game plan. So we've worked on them this week. We've seen them enough, like, you know. So hopefully we can come along and probably see the tie out. It's going to be difficult because they're technically very good.
And I presume a good start is very important. It's important not to concede as well early on.
That's it, yeah. We've got to look and we stay, try and nick a goal, and even trying to stay in a 0-0, even get into half-time 0-0 and start taking in little segments, you know. I think that's what we kind of done last week. So I think everyone's focused. It's a chance to make a history as well for the Sligo Rovers Football Club.
Good luck to them. Dundalk and Derry are also in action. They face a very difficult task, though, away from home. Derry 1-0 down, going to Shakhtar Soligorsk, and Dundalk are 2-0 behind. They play Hajduk Split. Now, the Irish women's under-19 team are in semi-final action in the European Championships. It's been a great journey so far. Dave Connell's side take on the Netherlands in Oslo at 6 o'clock. And the Irish coach has been talking to Gareth Maher about the credit they deserve.
They certainly do. They haven't let anybody down. In fact, they've probably surprised a lot of people, not us, because we knew how hard they were working coming into this, and we've shown that along the way. Started off with a great win against Spain, which I feel was fully deserved. Fought back against England and Sweden, coming from a goal down on both occasions, getting four wonderful goals in those two games. So we're showing a lot of good play, defending well, and that's what we'll need against the Dutch.
Now, elsewhere, there were friendly games overnight. Manchester United were 7-0 winners over Robbie Keane's LA Galaxy. Ander Herrera, the new signing, was the star, and there were two goals apiece for Wayne Rooney, Ashley Young and Reece Jones. Danny Welbeck got the other. The attendance at that game, 86,500. Liverpool lost 1-0 to Roma in Boston, and Tottenham were 3-2 winners over Toronto. In cycling, it was the toughest day so far of this year's Tour de France, and Ireland's Nicholas Roche made a gallant effort to win Stage 17. But in the end, victory went to his teammate, the 21-year-old Pole Rafa Majka, who now takes the King of the Mountains jersey. Overall, Vincenzo Nibali continues to lead, his advantage some 5.5 minutes. The good times continued for Wexford Hurling last night. They won the Leinster Intermediate Championship, beating Kilkenny in Nolan Park by 2-11 to 14 points. Antrim were easy winners over Down in the Ulster Under-21 Hurling Final, and Kildare beat Wicklow by a point in the Leinster Under-21A Final. Today's golfing action is split between the Russian Open and the Senior British Championship in Wales. In the early stages of the Russian Open, Damian McGreen is going well. He's one shot off the lead, 2 under par after 8 holes. Simon Thornton is 1 under. Kevin Phelan is 1 over par. And we have 2 race meetings this evening, Limerick at 5:35 and Leopardstown Summer Thursday at 5:25.
Great weather for the races as well, Des.